Hello and welcome to The Gutter, with me, not Rob Gutman. Rob is away, sunning himself in Portugal, on some sort of super yacht, being a super villain, I suspect. But he will be he'll be looking at all sorts of links and beavering away for his return. So yes, I'm taking over Adam Melia on today's hosting duty, and I've got Neil Atkinson and Joel Penny. So we are in a week's time. We're doing some rudimentary maths and looking at my phone calendar this morning.
Okay.
I've decided that in a week's time we'll be halfway through the window.
Okay.
The World Cup will be over, and it will be, I'm saying, officially neither too early nor too late to moan about Liverpool's transfer business. Yeah, the earlier part of the transfer window, in the past when people have moaned about not much having happened, you get told, just wait, it's still really early. And then if you moan in September, it's obviously too late. Why are you even moaning? Shut up and watch the football has started. So yeah, at the moment, we are entering the time when the time is ripe for it being a moaner's paradise. So really what we need Liverpool to do is to nip that in the bud and start signing some lads. So that is what the theme of today's show is going to be. We're going to be talking about the context. We're going to be talking a little bit about the World Cup. We're going to be talking a little bit about what Liverpool have been up to. We're going to be talking a little bit about the new coach and how him being here changes things. But a lot of it is going to be throwing names at the wall. It's going to be one of those type of gutter shows. So I hope you're ready for it, lads. I've been looking at what we've got from links from reputable and less reputable sources, and also just what I think maybe we should be aiming at in terms of the types of players. You know, Liverpool do look at types of players. They look for value in different areas. They look at regions. They look at age groups. They look at how much a player's played and all those sorts of things. So I think sometimes that limits us a little bit. So I'm going to try and think about what sorts of players Liverpool like looking at, and then maybe try and relax the spreadsheet slightly and see whether we can widen our horizons.